nice. And just, yeah, nice solid ideas. And I like the dynamics on the head, too. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sounds
like that. It just makes a ginormous difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just try the last 8 measures. So from that, from the little wave. Yeah, and Rob, you're mixing up your bass lines a lot. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's all mixed up. No.
It's from all the fishing, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
all the fishing for the notes.
Fishing for the notes.
Okay, last eight. All right, 1, 2, 3. No, actually, I think that's what they do on the recording.
Yeah, I think I heard that. Yeah.
Do you guys all want to do that as long as we agree?
This is great.
What is this part? So it's.
And that's C minor. Yeah, exactly. Let's try that.
And end on the. Oh, just end on the C minor.
Yeah, it's kind of like a C to C minor sus.
You think we should all play those notes all together?
Yes, I do.
Okay, alright.
Wait, what do you mean all those notes together?
The C.
Yeah. Well, for the melody people, yeah.
I was asking, like, in serious, since I thought you meant band play that, and I was like,
No, not everybody. Sorry,
I thought
you were messing with me.
No, I was being serious, because.
Yeah. He does that, you gotta watch out. Alright.
I'm ruining my life for myself.
Yeah. Okay, let's just try the last eight measures with that ending.
Okay.
I'll kind of help talk about that too. So last eight one more time.
down G. And everybody has to guess. Everybody has to guess.
Oh,
have a single.
Guess.
I always felt nervous with that tune, but so
it sounded great.
But I don't anymore.
You're awesome. You shouldn't. Sounds good.
Sounds great. Other questions about that one?
Is it because of the blues? Cause you
yeah.
I think we squared that away.
Yeah.
And you know, you just keep an ear out for what other people are doing. Blues is one of those really flexible forms where, especially if you're at a session, people are going to play slightly different things, but as long as it's not too wacky, it's going to work out. And so, you know, you hear someone throw in a four chord in the first four bars. You hear someone throw something in, make a mental note, maybe next time you'll go with them.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. So it's one of those things that, you know, there are all these conventions that sometime we'll have to do, like, a history of the blues thing. Because it gets, it starts with New Orleans-style blues, and then you end up at something like Charlie Parker's Blues for Alice, which is chord change every two beats. It's like, well, how do you get from point A to point B? And the fun part, once you know all that, is that then you can throw any variation in, and if you are playing with other players that are versed in that, then you can kind of mix and match stuff. We'll do some of that at some point. But yeah, I think we're all good on this one, at least. Let's, want to go back to Maiden Voyage? Let me try that. That would be a fun one to do. More comfortable. I think it's more the rhythmic figure that's hard to keep up with.
Suggest